So walking into a car dealership, it usually feels a bit like walking onto a casino floor. You know, you've got the bright lights, the psychological games, and that lingering suspicion that the house always wins.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, we're actually looking at just a single sentence, well, a short promotional flyer, really, that completely flips that script. It's titled "The Jupiter Chevrolet Advantage: Financing Made Simple."
And the subtitle right below it is just as important. It reads, "The Benefits of Financing Your Chevrolet Through Jupiter Chevrolet."
Okay, let's unpack this. I mean, even without the exact interest rates right in front of us, this title acts kind of like a movie trailer.
Oh, for sure.
It promises to take something universally stressful, like car loans, and package it as this streamlined, exclusive perk. We all know dealerships make their real money in the finance office, but the psychology packed into just these few words is wild.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is the really sophisticated copywriting strategy. I mean, the text explicitly ties the vehicle brand Chevrolet directly to this specific dealership.
Oh, right, Jupiter Chevrolet.
Exactly. So they aren't just selling you the car itself. They're actually selling you their specific process of acquiring it.
Which is a huge shift.
It is.
Yeah.
They're psychologically shifting your framing, you know, from taking on debt into receiving this proprietary VIP perk.
Right, and they're using the contrast effect. Like, by labeling their in-house financing as made simple, they're heavily implying that alternative methods are the opposite.
That they're complex and stressful.
Exactly. Like bringing your own pre-approval from a local credit union or something, they want you to think that's just too hard.
And this really leverages a known behavioral economics concept, which is decision fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. After you spend 3 or 4 hours test driving, debating trim levels, negotiating the base price, your cognitive load is just completely maxed out. Your brain is
You
exhausted.
just want to go home.
Exactly. So offering you simple financing in that exact moment, it's a highly calculated move. It relies on bundling.
Bundling the emotional high of buying the car with the exhaustion of the negotiation.
Right, which hides the true cost of the loan right inside the convenience of a single transaction.
So wait, let me push back on this for a second. Isn't there actual value in that simplicity?
What do you mean?
Well, if I've spent all afternoon haggling over trade-in values, I might gladly pay a slight premium just to sign one piece of paper and leave. Like, are we being too cynical about this? It's kind of like a prefix menu at a restaurant.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah, you don't have to think about pairing the wine with the meal. You just pay a set price for the curated experience, and it's nice.
The prefix menu is a great way to look at it, but honestly, here is where that comparison completely breaks down.
Oh, why is that?
Well, at a restaurant, the premium you pay for that curated menu is totally transparent. You see the price. In dealership financing, the premium is hidden entirely in the mechanics of the loan.
Right, because they're acting as a middleman.
Exactly. When you use their simple in-house financing, they send your application to a bank, get approved at a specific interest rate called the buy rate, and then they legally mark up that interest rate before showing it to you.
Wow, so you're paying a hidden fee for that prefix convenience over the entire life of the loan.
Yes, exactly.
Which brings us to the real danger of this whole one-stop shop appeal. Jupiter Chevrolet is positioning its in-house financing not just as a transactional necessity, but as a proprietary advantage.
An advantage designed to streamline your experience, yeah.
Right. They are relying on your exhaustion to keep you from doing the math.
And for you, listening right now, recognizing how financial products are branded, it's just such a crucial skill. Whether you are buying a car, a house, or even enterprise
It's
software.
everywhere.
It really is. Financing is so often packaged as a convenience rather than the complex, legally binding contract it actually is.
Yeah.
Sophisticated copywriting can really make a liability sound like an asset.
Yeah, you really can't let the marketing of a smooth process distract you from the reality of the numbers. When you enter any major negotiation, you have to separate the psychological relief of simplicity from the actual financial terms.
And when a seller insists that combining the purchase and the financing is an exclusive advantage, well, that is your cue to slow down. Break the bundle apart and evaluate the financing on its own merits.
Absolutely. So let's go back to that casino feeling from the beginning. Before you place your bet at the dealership's financing table, think about this.
What's that?
Since the provided text promises financing made simple, what specific hidden complexities, like extended loan terms, buy rate markups, or shifting APR structures, usually hide behind the words simple and auto financing that you should immediately look for when you finally open the full contract?